today you get a video recording because I'm traveling and I'm too lazy or too busy, depending on how you look at it, to write an actual post, which I probably will at some point, but I figured it would be nice to talk to some people because I didn't get to visit. So, on my way to my next assignment, as usual, I'm constantly on the go, hence the blog title for those of you who aren't aware. And one of the things that I wanted to say is, I think that I'm going to take a break from Facebook. In true dramatic fashion, I thought about splashing it across my page so people can be like, no, don't go. But, you know, that's silly, so I don't want to do that. Basically, there are other means to get a hold of me, and many of you who are close to me have access to my, in my Instagram or my Twitter or my email or my phone. So of course you can get a hold of me in that way. But there's multiple reasons why I've considered this and it's come to fruition. And the first place I want to start is my general struggle with being home. So I've been traveling for nearly 4 years. My travelversary is coming up next month. And so the longer I've traveled, the harder it is for me to come home, which you would think it would be very, very easy considering home is where the heart is, home is where you rest your head. But I think some of my struggle with home comes into the fact that, you know, who I was when I started traveling, when I was home, when I was in that particular environment, has changed greatly the longer I've traveled. You know, the more I go, the longer I'm away, the different places that I'm in, the way those places affect me, make coming home and seeing how, you know, I'm not that girl who helped with youth group. I'm not that girl who worked at Wesleyan. I'm not that girl. Well, I should stop calling myself a girl. I'm 32. I'm not that woman who, you know, was that person who did those things. I've changed in a lot of ways. Some of them not so good. Some of them good, because traveling, you know, that's one of the things about traveling. Traveling makes an impact on the person that you are. Traveling changes you. Traveling makes you someone different in many, many good ways, because it exposes you to other people, other cultures that are different than your own. So, you know, there's that aspect of traveling that's made coming home difficult. The other thing is, you know, and I guess that's in the same change component, it is, I feel like a lot of people have this picture of me of, you know, who I was when I was still at home. And because I don't feel like I'm that person anymore, it's difficult when I come home and I have to get together with people, because I feel like I'm trying to play to the person that I was, even though I know I'm not that woman any longer. And so I kind of feel like, not that I'm faking it, but I feel like I'm trying to pretend for a little while until it's time to go. And I guess this past visit home, I just couldn't do it anymore. I feel bad, because usually this is the time where I visit and, you know, I go to work, I, you know, get together with people. And I found that it was just too hard for me to do that. It was, not that I stayed home the whole entire time I was, you know, in town, but I couldn't find it in me to get together with a bunch of people and, you know, make small talk when I didn't feel comfortable anymore. Maybe comfortable is not the right word, but regardless, it was a struggle. And I've spent the large majority of the time that I was home this past couple of weeks just trying to examine where that was coming from. And then it did come down to the fact that I felt like I was, you know, working too hard to portray myself as, you know, whatever people see me as opposed to who I am now. And that's not good. That's on me. But, you know, these are things that you work through. So, I don't know. Regardless, I'm still trying to work through that. And I wanted to apologize for those who wanted to get together for me. And for whatever reason, some of it is just I wasn't feeling well. Some of it just wasn't up to it. You know, whatever reason, I didn't get together with you. But, you know, another component of that is I feel like when I'm on Facebook or when I'm home, people are on a certain path in their life that I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like, no, we shouldn't compare ourselves. And this is what this comes down to, is my struggle with, I'm not married. I don't have kids. You know, it's a struggle to be actively involved in church because I'm gone so much. And then, I know a lot of people reach out to me, but the hard part is, like, there are sometimes I feel like I can say I'm fine And just like with many things in life, people kind of are like, oh, well, then she's doing good because it looks like she's doing good. But, you know, it's a struggle because there are times where I feel like even though I'm doing all these awesome things, I'm traveling and seeing all these awesome places, like being on Facebook and seeing those people who, you know, are my age with two or three kids, and I'm not, you know, doing that right now. I'm not married. It's hard. And we just do that. We're at that point in our life where everybody kind of compares, and it's difficult to stop that behavior. So, you know, there it is. And so I found that it was much easier for me to be home and just kind of recuperate and not, you know, make too many plans with people and, you know, spend time with my mother. And, you know, if I managed to see a couple of people for whatever reason, that was great. And if I didn't, I just didn't want to push myself because it was just too much. So, you know, I spent more of that time examining some of that and coming to the conclusion that maybe I need to take a break from Facebook. So, but traveling is still something that's important to me. You know, being home and connecting with people is still something important to me. And so, you know, in the midst of whatever my struggle is, I still need to do that. I also need to continue to examine why and continue to suss out why that's an issue for me in particular. And hopefully, you know, get to whatever point that is for me. If it's, you know, working through some of the aspects of my faith that I struggle with, working with some of the, not getting, doing away with friends, but just being more selective with who I spend time with when I'm home or when I'm away, like those sorts of things. So, that's kind of what I'm working on right now. That's kind of what I'm working through. So we'll see what happens. And, we'll just be done with that. And then, so off to Massachusetts, as usual. It's my go-to place. Of course, I love it there. I'll get to go to a place where I actually really like the physicians. Hopefully nothing has changed in, you know, 8 or 9 months. I'm sure it hasn't. And it's really nice as a nurse to work somewhere where the providers, you know, treat you like a colleague, you know, where there's a real exchange of ideas, as opposed to many times where I feel like the physician treats the nurse like the handmaiden still, even though we've been doing this for a long time and my education gives me value. You know, I don't always feel like that. And so, you know, that's the next step. And then after that, I'm thinking about things like school. I'm thinking about things like traveling outside of the country and doing those particular things. And so I think in interest of spreading myself too thin and my, you know, means of social media, back to get rid of Facebook. So if you need a means to get in contact with me, I'll blog, of course. I'm not going to get rid of Facebook. That's probably not the best way to say it, but I think I'm going to find myself on there a little bit less. And we'll see what happens after that. So get in contact with me if you'd like to know how to find me or where to find me at. I hope you enjoyed my dramatic posting about why I'm taking a break from Facebook for a little while. You know, you got to do it in style. Just don't go halfies on that. And then hopefully you'll catch me as I continue to be on the go. And of course, I'll make a little, no, I'm not going to make a transcript. I'll just give you the readers, you know, too long didn't read version of this almost 10-minute recording. And then hopefully whenever I'm back in town, I can get together with some people and, you know, work past the small talk to more deeper things. So, anyway, travel on, road warrior. Oh, of course, I'm not going to read this, listen to this. So if you've enjoyed listening to my voice, congratulations, because I'm not going to re-listen to this to see how it's gone. So hopefully it's good enough for you. That's my postscript.